We're going to visit with Debbie Borg of Allen, Nebraska, who is working with the Nebraska Soybean Association, past president of the Soybean Association, and is a volunteer with the Soybean Association. You are doing, have been doing for a while, as I understand it, a soy educator program in the state where you visit with fourth grade students in different schools?
Yes, I'm a soy educator for the Nebraska Soybean Board, and that means I go into the fourth grade classroom in northeast Nebraska and share the amazing story about soybeans called Soybeans A to Z. And with that experience that I've had over the last 6 years, it's really been an eye-opener for me of the lack of knowledge about agriculture, which translates to food. And so I am very grateful for having the opportunity to get into the classrooms to just talk about where their food comes from. I mean, there are so many foods today that soybeans are in, or food products, you know, that it's every day of our life. And so it's just a great opportunity to say, okay, when you see soybeans out in the field, this is what they're being used for.
And you mentioned earlier here that, you know, even though you'd think in small towns in Nebraska that most kids would have at least a knowledge of what soybeans are, that you're really kind of shocked to find the lack of knowledge with the youngsters.
It is. You know, a lot of groups are focused on the cities, which there's definitely a need there, but in rural Nebraska, we have less than 10% of the kids in the classroom, which, you know, is, I guess you could maybe expect that, but, you know, I'm talking to 30 kids at a time, and there might be one or two farm kids. And so, you know, we have less farmers, translates less farm kids, and then just having the knowledge to share what's happening on their farm.
Now, this experience that you've had then led to a discussion about how do we get more educational experiences into the classroom as far as agriculture and specifically soybeans are concerned, and this program research experiences for teachers. So what are we doing here?
The research experience for teacher is a great opportunity, and what it does is it takes the teachers, elementary teachers, into the lab with scientists, and so they get to experience real science. And we're using the soybean because the soybean offers so many opportunities to teach different aspects of science. And then they're not only teaching science with soybeans, but they're using it in math. They're using it in reading. I even heard that they're doing art projects with soybeans. And so it's just a tool to get agriculture into the class, not only agriculture, science also. And the agriculture industry is in need of scientists, but so few people even think of agriculture as a science opportunity.
I know we have, you know, the Ag in the Classroom program, which attempts to do some ag education, of course, but this sounds like something that goes a lot deeper than that can.
Ag in the Classroom is another great program, and this is, like you said, another step. Teaching teachers real science is what is the key, but this can also tie in and be a resource for Ag in the Classroom. So there's lots of different programs being offered, and we just need to build on them and expand them and make teachers aware of them, because that's another issue I found in talking to teachers. They don't know where to go to get information and to get resources so that they can bring agriculture into the classroom.
And I understand that this program is now even being expanded to some other states?
It is currently. This project will expand to Iowa and Kansas over the next couple of years. And, you know, we have big dreams, and we hope that this will be across the United States sometime in the near future.
So teachers will be actually coming to the University of Nebraska, or this will take place in their home states?
The project going on in Nebraska is last year it was a pilot program, but what we're doing is trying to develop the model so that this model can move from state to state, using USDA resources or USDA centers also.
I don't know if you've had interest yet at this point from other commodity groups, but this sure sounds like something that might be extended to other commodities as well.
I would really like to hope that other commodities would join, because I would like to see this expand. You know, right now we're doing soybeans only and the plant part of it, and what I'd like to do is draw the connect the dots from livestock to grain to food. And so I sure hope that other commodity groups will join us and expand on it.
Well, what I like about it is, you know, we've talked for some time about how a lot of other groups that aren't necessarily telling a positive story about agriculture are finding their way into the classroom. And so this is another way that agriculture can find a fight for that share of time, so to speak.
We need to provide the opportunity and the resources to get ag in the classroom, because right now the opposing sides have a ton of stuff for teachers, and we simply don't have enough or high quality enough resources to get into the classrooms. And so this is just another step, another tool in the toolbox to promote agriculture and to help explain to our future voters, our consumers, where their food comes from.